Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Hey, last week on a Patreon podcast, I was able to share an L in my business. Not everything is sunshine and roses in business life, but I don't think enough people share the downsides. And so I did on last week's Patreon episode, and I would invite you to come check out that episode. You can listen to it for absolutely free, and all future episodes are only $5. So you can find that at patreon.com/dropshippodcast, and you can find the link at dropshippodcast.com as well. I would encourage you to go check it out. Listen to my story. We got a ton of great feedback on it, and I think you're going to love it. And again, it's absolutely free. Sign up, listen to it. You can hear all of our old episodes for absolutely free. If you don't love it, cancel. You won't be charged ever again. You're only charged when we put out new episodes, and it's just $5 an episode. Again, you can find that at patreon.com/dropshippodcast. Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
Welcome back to another episode, a Tactical Tuesday episode of the Dropship Podcast. And today we are answering the question, and this is a funny one for us to answer, are dropshipping courses worth it? So yes, we're answering this, and yes, we do run a dropshipping course, Dropship Breakthrough. But look, it's a question that people ask all the time, and we thought we'd have our go at answering that in as non-biased a way as we can. And I think there are some real, real reasons why you should participate in some sort of dropshipping course or program to help you get a business started. And look, being completely, while we run one, both Ben and I did, have bought other, courses and programs out there. That's where we started. I think there are some real genuine reasons why it's a good idea, Ben.
Yeah, look, you can find every piece of information you ever needed on the internet for free. No question. They're just going to be very, very disorganized. And so I've bought a lot of courses in my time, and they're all for the simple fact that somebody's going to walk me through literally step by step and hold my hand how to, here's the first step, here's the second step, here's the third step, here's the fourth step, and here's the outcome you can expect to achieve by taking step 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever it ends up being. So I absolutely recommend courses of all kinds, not just dropshipping courses, but I do think there's some good ones and there's some bad ones, and that happens in every single category. And so I don't want to compare ourselves to others, but I will just say this. John's been on my case to create a dropshipping course for a lot of years. And the only reason that we came together on doing this one is because it is so far superior to what's on the market. And so hands down, I'm going to say our course is worth it. And I'm hopefully going to give you a few examples of why as we work through here. The number one thing I want to say that I'm going to lean on a fellow marketer, Amy Porterfield. Amy Porterfield teaches you how to create online courses. And she literally tells you, give everything away for free. Give the what and the why away for free, and then charge for the how. So you will likely hear between this podcast, between John and I's paid podcast, between our YouTube channel, literally we're going to give you everything away for free. This is how you do it. This is the what and the why of what you do. And in our course, Dropship Breakthrough, is going to walk you through the how step by step. Here's the next step to take. Here's how to do it. Here's a video walking you through those steps. And so for me, that makes dropshipping courses worth it alone. It's just the step-by-step nature of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, you're right. You can find all sorts of stuff online. There's not really, a lot of people like to believe that there are secrets out there, right? And I don't think there are that many secrets when it comes to this sort of business or this business model, but doing it in the right way and having that level of detail that you can only get sort of in a well thought out program is something that you can't get elsewhere. But the other thing I like as well with the right program and the right course is that you get a level of direct access to people who have done what you're trying to do well before you, that you can't get if you just go and watch videos on YouTube or even listening to a podcast like this. You just don't get that direct contact with people who have done it before, and the benefit of having that direct contact. So, like, for example, if you're in our program, you get various points where you get direct access to me, to Ben, but also to other very experienced high ticket dropshippers who are in our community. Is that having that contact, like, helps you really just speeds up your progress, right? It helps you avoid sticking points, problems that other people have gone through before, and you can actually get direct advice on your specific business that you're trying to build. So knowledge that you see on YouTube or anywhere else, it's just general knowledge. And usually it's based on, you know, what somebody else did in another business. And that's helpful. It is good for you to have that, but your business is going to be unique, right? You're going to be selling different products to everyone else. You're going to be selling to a different market. You're going to have different circumstances. And when you're just following along on YouTube, you're not going to get the answers you need to deal with those special things about your business. But when you're in a good program of some sort, you are going to have opportunities to have people help you with the specifics of your business. And that's going to make your life so much easier.
Hey, just want to jump in here real quick and say, if you're loving this show, the number one thing you can do to help us out is simply go to Spotify or iTunes or whatever you're listening on and smash that follow button, that subscribe button, and leave us a review. It really does help us reach more people. And if you've got a friend that you know should be listening to this, send the podcast over to them. We'd love to have them join us as well. And real quick, two quick resources I have for you. If you want to join us in our free Facebook group, you can find that at facebook.com/groups/dropship tribe, or just search the Dropship Tribe. And we also have a paid version of this podcast where you can get even more of John and I in longer form content. You can find that on Patreon at patreon.com/dropship podcast. All right, back to the show. Yeah, I think community is something big there, right? Just having people to reach out to, being able to discuss with the course creator, whoever they may be, if it's John and I, but the community is what has made everything worthwhile in my entrepreneurial journey. It's like meeting other people who are like me. So I spent my whole life trying to fit into groups that I just didn't fit into. And when I found entrepreneurship and I found different communities and different courses that I took, those were my people. And they are some of my best friends to this day. John and I met via taking a course, and we met in person in Hawaii, and have been friends ever since. And so, some of my best friends have come from taking online courses, and I would say community is a huge thing there. The other thing I want to talk to directly to you, the listener, I want you to just do some math here. We'll use our course as an example. Currently, as we're recording this, John and I charge $1,997 for our course. The first business I ever built using the dropshipping model within 3 months was making $2,000 a month profit. In fact, I averaged that over the course of 8 months before I sold it for a nearly 3x multiple of my yearly profit, annualized profit, which was a year's salary at my job. And so just simply doing the math here, the arbitrage opportunity is crazy. And compare that to college. My sister paid $80,000 for a degree, and that was like 15 years ago when college was much cheaper than it is now. I know a lot of people who are paying a whole lot more than that for a college degree. Are you getting that kind of return when you go get the job that you're supposedly promised after college, or where else? I just don't know where else you can get this kind of return. Like, you're literally, you're gaining a skill set. And the best part of this skill set in high ticket dropshipping is you're learning how to be a marketer while being paid for it. So, that alone, like the fact that like you're gaining some knowledge that's going to pay you the rest of your life, it makes it worth it for me. Again, just do the math. It's going to cost you $2,000. Do you think you'll make that back by running a business? I would hope so.
Yeah. It's the payoff is huge. I can think of people that, you know, we've worked with over the last couple of years and literally who have made, more than 7 figures of additional revenue in their business just based on what they've gained from a program, and from our program in particular. And yeah, they may have got there at some point by themselves, or they may not have, but they wouldn't have got there as quickly or as soon. And so for spending a couple of $1,000s to make an extra 7 figures in revenue over the course of a year or two, I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer if you ask me.
Yeah, watching our students lever up by using our content is a fantastic example. I like to use only myself because that's really all I can talk about. But again, I exited that first business for $40,000 in 8 months. That was life-changing money for me at the time when I was a forklift driver at a Walmart distribution center. Since then, I've exited an Amazon FBA brand for the business sold for $350,000. I met those people through the community of the course I was in and partnered with them on an FBA brand. I've exited other dropshipping stores for anywhere from $12,000 to upper six figures, almost nearly $1 million. So of course, that original investment, which for me was $1,000 back in 2015 for an original course I took, was a no-brainer. And I would challenge anyone listening to this to do the math themselves and say that $2,000 for any course that teaches you a real marketable skill is an absolute no-brainer. Just the jobs you could get alone if you know how to do some of the skills needed to run a dropshipping store would probably impress you, the numbers that are out there.
Yeah. And honestly, look, I mean, we talked about it in a previous episode, but early in our experience, like there was a lot of stuff that I had to work out myself, right? Because I didn't have access to or didn't know it existed, whether there was any actual materials out there for me to learn it. And honestly, DIYing everything fucking sucks. Let me tell you, like I lost a lot of money on marketing and things like that because I wasn't doing it properly, because I was trying to muddle through doing it myself and cobble together little bits of information here and there. And I did that for quite a while and it sucked, right? So do I wish that Dropship Breakthrough existed when I started? Hell yeah, I do. Honestly, I wish somebody else had already done it when I started, because it would have saved me time. It would have saved me money. And I would have felt a lot better about myself through those first sort of 2 to 3 years of my dropshipping journey.
My performance coach phrases this often to me. Shout out to Elliot Rowe, big fan of his. He's my performance coach. I love the guy. He always phrases it in reverse. What is it costing you not to do something? So if you're dead set on getting started in high ticket dropshipping and you want to go learn this on your own, I would encourage you to do so. Get started 100%. But what is it costing you not having someone walk you through this? Are you spending, like John just said, way more time trying to solve the problem, let alone not even knowing the problems that you have because you don't know what is out there? Are you wasting your time, which is the ultimate resource we all have, versus buying a course? Look, this obviously sounds like one big pitch for our course. I don't care whether you buy our course or not. I'm just trying to give you the facts on, I think it is a no-brainer financially if you are in a position to pay for it, to be able to walk through step by step by step from John and I on how to start and how to grow your business. That my answer is absolutely yes. Our dropshipping course is worth it.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.